During the thunder-filled evening, the thunder sent a chill through my body. Lightning could be heard from miles away, and the sky was a charcoal gray. "I'm heading out now," my mom quickly stated. "Are you going to be okay?"
"Yeah, I'll be fine. After all, I was just watching TV. After a couple episodes of SpongeBob, I decided to go lie down in my room."
I heard a faint, eerie chime.
"That's weird. That sounds like my old jewelry box. I kept my jewelry box on a high shelf in my room because it didn't work anymore."
The stairs creaked, and I was thinking about all of those scary movies where there's such suspense because you don't know who's going to pop out of which door and scare those innocent girls.
As I slowly walked up to my room, I saw my jewelry box neatly placed on my floor. It was closed. It only worked when it was opened and the crank on the back was twisted.
I bent down and picked it up. Then I glanced up and saw a 7-foot shadow in a hooded cloak. It wasn't a man, though, because I could see through it.
I froze straight in my tracks and dropped my jewelry box. Ah! I jumped for my coat that was neatly placed on my doorknob. I darted downstairs and grabbed my phone and dog. I needed to get out of there.
I left everything on, TV, lights, and all. I sprinted to the only place I thought was safe, the park. I sat at the picnic table under the overhang. Through the bushes, I saw a person, probably 5 feet or so. They sounded familiar, though. I couldn't see their face. "Hey, I heard you screaming run over here. Are you okay?" she questioned.
"Yeah, I'm fine. Just a little scare is all." I lied.
"Okay, if you need anything, I'm here for you," she answered with a slight smile.
"Thanks, but that's okay." I slowly got up and walked back home. By the time I reached the front doorstep, I was soaking wet and my mom had come home.
"Where have you been?" my mom questioned.
I went for a little walk. I didn't bother telling her about what happened.
"You should have taken an umbrella," she reminded me.